Queens artist and community leader James Hart is pursuing a rare apprenticeship with a master Haida artist in Northwest Coast Formline. And naturalist and river guide Joe Ordonez has re-released his award-winning photography book, Where Eagles Gather. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Haines Formline artist James Hart will apprentice with several master Tlingit and Haida artists beginning this summer. After about 4 years developing Northwest Coast Formline design and painting techniques, the young artist says he's excited to take his skills to the next level in glass and carving. James Hart sits in his studio overlooking Main Street in Haines, bathed in afternoon spring sunlight and a sweeping view of Mount Rapinski. Northwest Coast Formline paintings and paddles hang on the walls, and a splitboard leans against one wall, all painted by his brother, cousin, and Hart himself.
My name is James Grucich Hart, and I'm an artist.
He puts the finishing touches on a new Formline painting, outlining a bold black design highlighted by red forms and a yellow background. He began focusing on Northwest Coast Formline art just a few years ago.
It's been a very long road from the start, which was a paddle making class with Wayne Price here in Haines at the wood shop at the school. And from there, was able to apprentice with him on 2 40-foot dugouts, and kind of wasn't sure if that was the direction that I wanted to keep going, but it just kept calling me back.
From there, he began taking Formline design classes with Tsimshian artist David Robert Boxley of Metlakatla. Then the COVID pandemic hit.
I spent a lot of time just working on designs. My design work has gotten a lot better, and I felt like I was in a place where I'm comfortable designing, and now I want to start learning how to carve these designs.
Up next is something totally new for Hart, working in glass. He was selected to attend a workshop at the Pilchuck Glass School in Washington State, working with renowned Tlingit glass artist Preston Singletary and master carver Joe David.
We're going to be blowing glass and then sandblasting our designs onto these different pieces, so super excited.
Then Hart will apprentice with revered master Haida artist Robert Davidson.
If you're unfamiliar with Robert Davidson, he's your favorite Northwest Coast artist's favorite artist.
Davidson is a pivotal figure in the Northwest Coast art renaissance starting in 1969 and is an internationally known carver of totem poles and masks, printmaker, painter, and jeweler. Hart approached Davidson last winter and they discussed his work and agreed Hart would apprentice with him at his British Columbia studio for the next few years.
I'll be honest, I like got done, I like jumped around and fist pumped a few times and then probably cried a little bit too. So it's like all the emotions wrapped up in one. It's like an extremely difficult art form to kind of learn and start getting good at and to kind of quietly be working by myself up to the point where I'm getting an opportunity to work with one of the best. It's like, I don't know, I feel extremely fortunate.
Hart tears up a bit and grabs a paintbrush again.
He does a lot for Haida Gwaii and Haida people. He's also a little bit Tlingit, so that's also fun to put in. But he holds his culture extremely highly, and it seems like that's been his driving force, is the culture. And to be able to kind of learn from somebody and learn how to create a career that's culturally based is really what I'm looking for.
Community members may know Hart from a number of leadership roles in Haines. He's the president of the Chilkoot Indian Association and involved in tribal and regional public affairs. He's also coach Hart to young basketball players at Haines High or Little League players during the summer. Hart says he plans to travel back and forth between Haines and BC and continue participating in those areas, particularly mentoring and sharing traditional arts with youth.
Haines is a wonderful community. It's a place that I'm always going to be coming back to as home. So, but with that being said, that means I get to go other places and learn new things and hopefully bring it back and integrate it into the community.
Maine's river guide, photographer, and naturalist Joe Ordonez has been living and working in the Chilkat Valley since the 1980s and wants to see it protected. Now he's re-released his award-winning photography book, Where Eagles Gather, on the story of the Alaska Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve, with a renewed emphasis on conservation. The new edition features a section opposing the proposed Palmer copper zinc mining project moving forward at the headwaters of the Chilkat Valley. I sat down with him to talk about the book.
I just love the Eagle Preserve, and I've spent so much time intimately associated with it. Photographer in the winter months with eagle gathering, and then river guide in the summer months, and not very many places that are as unspoiled as Haines and the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve. And over time, the more other places get spoiled, the more value the fact that the Eagle Preserve is not spoiled, the more value it has, because scarcity equals value. So my position is that the argument is economics a lot of times. People say, well, the mine is going to bring money, but not having the mine is going to bring money. And there's already money moving through the community because of ecotourism. And so we have to look carefully at that. And as a community, you know, have some real discussions, you know, open discussions about the risk associated. We have to decide as a community whether it's worth it. But not only as a community, the Eagle Preserve is a treasure for Alaska, for the entire United States, and really for the world. It is unique. You know, a river, you have to consider upstream, and that's the hazard here, is that the mine is upstream of the Eagle Preserve. The mine is upstream of Klukwan. The mine is upstream of Haines. And so, you know, you talk about the tunneling and the water permits and that. There's connectivity between, you know, upstream and downstream. This is basic physics, basic science. You know, it moves downstream, it moves down valley, and I think it's folly to think that, a mine producing acid waste, sulfuric acid mine drainage upstream of the Eagle Preserve and Klukwan and Haines won't affect downstream. I mean, it will, and so that's why I came out and said it on this version that I didn't say the exact words, but I added it this time. I said, it's a bad idea. You know, I just think it's folly to think these things can coexist. We have to protect what's left. That's how I feel.
That was Haines River Guide, photographer, and naturalist Joe Ordonez on the updated version of his award-winning photography book, Where Eagles Gather. It's available now in local bookstores and online retailers. To listen to an extended version of this interview, see this story at khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. This is my last newscast with the KHNS news team, and it's been a pleasure serving this community. Thank you to everyone who's contributed and supported this newscast and trusted me with your stories. It's you who make community radio possible. Thank you.